Well, Roland, go. I was going to say welcome back, and you're going to say...
Wait a minute. Now, let's do rock, paper, scissors here. Let's see who speaks first. You ready? One, two, three. Paper covers rock.
You go. You go.
I wanted to ask you about something you just said. Because I remember an English teacher telling me many years ago that it was redundant if you use the word continue and on together.
Yes.
So, because they both mean the same thing. So you say, as we continue on. Now, does that mean we go on? Or does that, or would you? Would it be better just to say, when we continue?
You know, I've always used that phrase only because to me it's almost like a continuing on in the journey, and I don't know how to better express that walking down the road feeling. When we do the broadcast, for me, it's a walking down the road where it's an ongoing stream of life. I like connecting it all. And as we continue on, you stay with us. Hopefully, you will. But we're going on down the road, and hopefully you'll meet us someplace down that end. And that's the context which I put it.
So I should ignore the advice from my English teacher decades and decades.
Absolutely,
ago.
Please do. Please do.
No, it's interesting, though. You know, it's funny when people will write you and criticize you,
yes.
Particularly if you've been in broadcasting for as long as you have and as long as I had. I remember one time, because I used to write my own news copy, and I would say, I would use colloquial language to better explain the story. And one time I used the word snuck, saying so-and-so snuck here. And I got a letter from an English teacher that said, you know, dear Mr. Smith, you used the word snuck on the air. Whatever happened to correct English on news broadcasts? And, well, the letter didn't come to me. It went to my boss, and my boss didn't want to answer it, so he handed it to me. And I wrote back, dear Miss So-and-so, snuck is not, as you say, a non-word. It is considered a dialectic past of sneaked.
Yes.
And I said, you can find that in Webster's Third World Dictionary. You know, I thought I was pretty smug. But when I wrote the letter, those were the typewriter days before you had spell checks and stuff.
I remember them well.
I inadvertently left out the letter N in the word snuck. So... it said, suck is considered acceptable in English language usage. Well, this lady wrote me back. And she said, dear Mr. Smith, how nice to see you take as much care with your letters as you do with your speech. So
I love it.
You have to be careful at all times.
And I always did. I always lost the war. Anyway, as we continue on, and I'll be getting a letter real soon. I had another little story I wanted just to quickly add about John Gambling.
Uh-huh.
On the 4th of July.
Well, tell the folks who may not be New Yorkers.
Yes, John Gambling. Gambling was one of New York's dominant DJs with his father originally, John S, John A, now there's John R. He was a man of words, a man of deep thought. And on the 4th of July, he said something once on the air live, and it always stuck with me. He says, damn, this is good stuff. As he was doing the night broadcast, he was sitting in for someone on the 4th of July.
Uh-huh.
And it came out with such, if you remember his voice, such determination. Damn, this is good stuff.
What was he referring to?
The fireworks display over the Hudson River.
Ah, okay.
And they've reduced now than what they used to, because now they're running, they're limited to one side of the river. As you know, they used to be on both sides of the river. And it was quite a display, the Macy's fireworks display. Unbelievable. And he said, the way he said it, though, damn, this is good stuff. I never forgot that. It was almost as if he were preaching that you got to pay attention to this. Like continue on, mm-hmm. You got to pay attention to this because this is really dynamic, really wonderful. And I never forgot it because he was a man of words. And it stuck with me as we go through this broadcast. Damn, this is good stuff.
Well, if people had a chance yesterday to watch 4th of July celebrations and fireworks. You know, the intricacies that go into building those fireworks this day and age is so remarkable. Different from the fireworks that we got from the Chinese back in the 1700s, 1800s, yes. And even much earlier than that.
Correct. And it is an absolute art. It's an art.
I don't know how they do that, but I'd like to see a program someday that shows me where they put it into the cylinders and what makes it burst this way and what makes it not explode all at once.
Exactly. Computers today, as a matter of fact, computers today. We're continuing on in our broadcast. I'm using that word again.
There you go.
That English teacher will come after me. I guarantee she's out there. He's out there somewhere. Call Sabatino with Roland Smith, please. Do stay with us. We're back.
America, weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff, here is your young child having trouble sleeping through the night. Then let the sense of smell come to the rescue. Here's the science of it. Technically, the sense of smell is called olfaction, and it's so commanding that it goes straight to the part of the brain responsible for processing without a detour. Breastfed infants can identify their moms by smell as early as the sixth day of life. So, use smell to keep your child asleep.
You smell like peanuts. I love peanuts.
Say your child wakes up screaming. Well, after you comfort them, place something in the crib that smells like you. Your nightgown or any piece of clothing.
Ooh, I smell barbecue.
What's the chief psychological trick? The child will sleep through the night because they'll think a significant parent is right there with them. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This explosive receiver was always a threat to go the distance. He initially passed up the NFL for bigger money in the CFL, but he's remembered as one of college football's most electrifying players.
He's at the 30. Afterburners are on. He's gone. Touchdown, Irish.
So, where is Rocket Ishmael now? Rocket made some bad investments after his playing days, but he rebounded and got behind Bite Tech, a company that produces cutting-edge mouthguards for athletes. Rocket also appeared on the reality TV competition Pros vs. Joes.
The Rocket delivers!
With the Rocket speed, deliveries are never late. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
Crude, socially unacceptable, and stupidly funny. That Ted is one jacked up teddy bear. But man,
6-Second Reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.